Good evening, everybody. If you're watching back the video, the first 10 minutes we were singing a lovely song, but I didn't have the audio plugged in. We'll start again, I think, with the... Let's sing together. If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, and purpose to seek my face.
If my people,
who are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I'll hear and I'll heal the God's people, who are called by His name, would humble themselves and pray, and purpose to seek His face.
If God's people,
who are called by His name, will humble themselves and pray, and turn from their wicked ways. He will hear from heaven. He'll heal and he'll heal the land. He will hear from heaven.
Welcome to prayer on Wednesdays. This is the first one where we're doing a mix of prayer and worship, and we really hope it blesses you greatly, that you're able to come into the presence of God. Please feel free to comment and to get in touch via the EBC website for any specific prayer requests. There will be short pauses for reflection and for you to pray. The theme of tonight is for God to come in power to revive us. When we humble ourselves before God, it is simply saying, "You're a good God, and we can't do it all ourselves." As Christians, we believe that our God is a God of justice, healing, and reconciliation. We want to come together tonight to pray for God to come in power. We want to see our nation restored to what God would have us be.
Sing together. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it rise.
Oh, let it This country has a heritage of democracy, justice, and free speech, for which we give you thanks. But there is also injustice, fear, and division. Lord, it is only by the power of your Spirit that our nation can be made whole and healthy with a place for all. We pray for our government, asking that you give them wisdom at this time. We ask that you bless them with clarity in decision-making, with integrity and a desire to seek the common good. Raise up people from all walks of life who are willing to be servant-hearted leaders as you were, Jesus. We now pause for prayer for our leaders, our MPs, our Prime Minister and the Ministers, and health advisers. Against any form of prejudice or discrimination. Bless those who are peacemakers and those who have the courage to speak out for the rights of others. Pause to pray for those that you know who are facing prejudice, those working to bring unity to communities, and those facing any form of injustice.
Jesus, we just want to thank you so much that you are the great healer. And Jesus, just like the girl 2,000 years ago came to you and touched your cloak and found healing and strength and restoration and wholeness, Lord, we pray that you would come upon us afresh, that you would bring us new power and strength and restoration and your mercy for this time, Lord, where it's feeling hard, where it's difficult and uncertain. Father, we cry out for your presence and your power. You would come and meet us afresh, God, right now. Yeah, and your word says that blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Would you bring an outpouring of your comfort to those who are facing grief at this time? We pray, God, for those who are lonely, they would know the companionship of our loving Heavenly Father right now. So let's just take a moment to lift up those who are struggling, feeling alone right now, poorly or isolated, to the Lord who loves them dearly.
Thank you.
there's a hunger deep within us to seek healing in our nation. Send your Spirit to revive us. God, we long for you to move in.
That you're always ready to hear our prayers. For many people, this is a time of fear and uncertainty. We are hearing the expression, the new normal, but it's not our normal, and it's not what we have chosen. Many things we have taken for granted have gone, and we don't know what to expect. But maybe we were kidding ourselves that we were ever in control, and this is a wake-up call for us all. Lord, in this time of instability, may you be our rock. Where there is fear, you are our hope. Where there is turmoil, you are our peace. Where there is sickness, you are our healing. Where there is weakness, you are our joy. Where there is confusion, you remain the same. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
God, we want you in control. We offer ourselves firstly to you, but also to each other at this time. May we be that helping hand, that encouraging word, that comfort to all our family, friends and neighbours. Only you can make the real difference. We ask again for you to move in power to heal our nation. In Jesus' name.
But your name. Thank you so much for joining us for the first prayer and worship on Facebook. I'm really glad that you could join us. There's loads of people over looking at the comments that's chosen to join us. And I just hope that you've had a blessed time and that you've been able to bring to God some of the things that you wanted to bring to Him as a church. Sometimes it's easy to pray on our own at home, but there's something very special about praying as a whole church together. Thank you for those that have used the comments to express themselves and their prayers. We're going to finish by singing the first song that we sang. It's a very, very old song from the 1990s, so it's older than me. No, not quite older than me. It's Ron Canole. I was puzzling over it, and I rang a friend of mine, and I hummed him the tune, and he said, "Oh, that's Ron Canole." And we looked it up. It's a great, great song, straight from the Bible. You will know the words. The idea is that the ladies echo. The echo bit is the ladies, and Joe, you can't see, she's out of shot, but she will lead you on the echo bit.
If my people
who are called by my name
will humble themselves and pray and purpose to seek my face.
If my people
Who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways.
Saying to us tonight that I am listening to each one of you as an individual. I know exactly what you need, exactly where you are and what you're feeling. Don't try and hide from me, because I can see you in a way that offers you unconditional love. I have done everything possible to draw you to me. And I really am there for you as each one looks to me. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We believe that is the truth from our God, that He is there for us. He knows what we need and he's promised that he will meet those needs. So we just praise him and thank him for that. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us. Next week, we have our service on Sunday. It's a communion service, so don't forget your drink and biscuit, whatever you're going to use to celebrate communion. And we'll see you next Wednesday. It's the first Wednesday of October, first in the month. That's going to be our Zoom prayer meeting. So we hope to see you there as well. Okay, God bless.